for my entertainers.
Taking a look back at the Falcons game with Falcons Monday.
Falcons Monday is presented by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Our Falcons play here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning shift, trouble in for Tiffany. So, gentlemen, I woke up yesterday really early like I normally do. Just a beautiful, there's a hint of fall in the air, beautiful morning. The coffee tasted good, made a good breakfast, you know, with some eggs. Cut my finger open, though. Look at this. Boy, those ceramic knives don't play, man. Right there at the edge of the fingernail.
Were you cooking?
Yeah, I was cooking. Nice little crescent-shaped cut, too, right there. That felt really good.
Yikes.
But I was feeling so good about the Falcons, so excited about kickoff, and then, well, the actual result ended up happening.
Yeah, and then they actually kicked off.
They actually kicked off. 404-726-0929. The therapy lines are open. Free therapy. This will be worth 10 grand in therapy once you get to enjoy some of our morsels of wisdom to talk you off the ledge.
Shout out to BetterHelp.com. There you go.
Nice. First of all, let's get to Raheem Morris. Raheem, Kirk Cousins, he's not going to bounce back from this. It's done, isn't it?
For Kirk, he knows he has to play. We know he has to play better. There's no doubt about that, and I look forward to him doing that. He's played in the league for a long time, and I look forward to him bouncing back from a rough game and a rough outing. I'm not overly concerned with that.
Not overly concerned. Well, okay. But, man, what I saw yesterday was just so disappointing.
Well, look.
Out of him.
Yeah, it was. And the main thing for me was, we can talk all the other things you want, but the decisions he made. Because that's why he's here. But he's here because you had a quarterback last year who had everything but the processing and making the good decisions. And sometimes you live to fight another day. And there's a couple of throws yesterday that he should have tucked the ball, taken the sack, or thrown it away, and instead he put it in harm's way, and that's unacceptable. There was also, and I honestly think, and this, you know, Arch was trying to talk about it, he in the snap that was botched, he stops the man in motion, then he brings him again, then he tries to stop him again.
I thought he just stopped him, period. I just thought, he'd already started him.
I think he realized after he lifted his leg that he was like, this isn't going to go well, and then tried to stop him because he was like, oh, I messed up. I lifted my leg.
But it's too late.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But I think it was like I think he had so much going on in his mind that he was like, snap, motion, snap, stop. Like, and then it was like, oh, God, this is going to be bad. And the same thing happened later on where he tried to move Kyle Pitts over to help Caleb McGarry, and Kyle Pitts never gets up on the line of scrimmage, and it's an illegal formation. It's just a debacle. A lot of things going on in his head, and not a lot of movement in his feet.
Well, let's David Archer caught up with Kirk Cousins, and let's get inside his head.
This is the Falcons Quarterback Report.
Brought to you by Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw, where you can always expect the best.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Not the result certainly you wanted, Kirk, and I know that we as quarterbacks, you try to value the football. I know you're disappointed in some of that.
Yeah, I think three turnovers. It's hard to win with three turnovers. You shouldn't win when you have three turnovers, and it's a shame because our defense, I thought, did a really good job, you know, and we didn't play enough complementary football to take advantage of the way our defense played.
Tell me about the foothold that looked like you started to get there, even the opening drive, where you guys kind of really mixing things up. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was a strong first drive. Thought he ran the football well most of the day. Had a good timely third down conversion there on the first drive. You know, it's as old as time, but when you beat yourself, you know, that's when you get beat. So when we weren't beating ourselves, we moved the football. But too many times we beat ourselves and killed drives.
Well, there was certainly a lot of pressure, and you knew that they were going to come with pressure. That's who they are. That complimentary back end, front end stuff seemed to cause some problems for you guys today.
Yeah, again, you know, we moved the football well, but we had the fumble, if you will, on the shotgun snap, and then had the first interception, and then the second interception. So it just felt like, you know, we had a tough, untimely penalty a couple times that we felt like we were moving, and then suddenly we got called back, and now instead of first and 10, we're, you know, third and long or second and long. So a lot of things that that made life a lot harder for us.
Conversation will obviously ebb to, okay, didn't play in the preseason. The first unit didn't play, not just Kurt, but the first unit didn't play. A little bit of rustiness. I didn't see that. How did you feel about that?
I mean, there's no excuses, and we got off on that first drive well. So, you know, and we've talked about this, that it's a calculated deal. You know, we need to have our guys healthy. So that was the focus. And, you know, now we've got to quickly turn it around and make sure that it's truly its own entity, the one game, and you flush that and you move forward and try to get the next one.
Okay, man. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Arch.
Clearly, he's going to be better Monday night in Philadelphia. Clearly, he can go 25 of 29 for 272 and two touchdowns, right?
This is what we talked about off the top of the show, Rob. It's one of two things. And I think Falcons fans are waking up blaming three different names today. I think you're looking at Caleb McGarry and you're going, dude, you didn't play well. I think you're looking at Kirk Cousins and going, dude, you're making a lot of money and you're turning the ball over. And I think that finally you're looking at Zach Robinson going, that was the most predictable, most vanilla, most unbelievable game plan I've ever seen.
What was that number you gave earlier?
I'll give it back again about the shotguns and the pistol formations, but to kind of
96%, I think.
To kind of sum that up, I mean, it is what it is. And I think that, to your point, it can be better down the road. The question is, you have to ask yourself, did Zach Robinson make the game plan that vanilla because Kirk Cousins couldn't move? Or is this what Zach Robinson is more than he's not? And I think that's more concerning down the stretch. If you are a believer in the Falcons and want things to change, if that's just simply what Zach Robinson's game plan was and Kirk Cousins is fully healthy, then that's the cause for concern.
Would you believe that it was a combination of they were trying to protect and – in some ways, in their own hair, they're like, let's protect him. Let's not put him in harm's way in his first time back out there. Let's let him get some confidence. But it just, at some point, you got to turn him loose.
Well, that can be it in the passing game for sure. But the no play actions, I don't understand. You can run play action out of pistol. And the numbers are this, and Field Yates he tweets this from ESPN Stats and Info. Falcons were in pistol or shotgun on 96% of the snaps. Of the 22 out of shotgun, the Falcons had zero designed runs. Of the 26 out of pistol, the Falcons ran the ball 81% of the plays. So, again, I'm not putting this all on Zach Robinson, but I have so many questions about what the game plan was. And when you got into the whole T.J. Watt is killing us, Kyle Pitts touching T.J. Watt with two hands was clearly not working. And you know what I mean? Like, there's no design draw. There's no design bootleg. There's no design. There's literally not one play at not one play action pass. And this is a guy, Kirk Cousins, who is like famous for his success on play action.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, Raheem Morris said, you know, hey, we can learn.
All these things are the same. They're all learning episodes. They're all learning opportunities. Whether you win, whether you lose, they're all the same for us coaches, right? You got to learn from wins. You got to learn from losses. And we will certainly learn from this loss.
The disappointing thing for me is that we're talking about Kirk Cousins, Zach Robinson, and T.J. Watt, Caleb McGarry, instead of, you know, how phenomenal you played on defense. The fact that you didn't allow a touchdown yesterday. You know, Justin Fields did everything they needed him to do because he didn't do anything extraordinary or play outside of his means. He didn't do any risk-taking because he didn't have to, and that's what you needed him to do. That was his job yesterday, especially with the fact that there were six field goals and five of them were 40 or longer.
Six field goals.
40 or longer, five of them.
That's crazy.
Let's go to Alex up in Canton. Good morning, Alex. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
What's up, buddy? Good, man.
Hey, I'm going to keep it short here. I personally believe that if Kirk can't get it together, I think there's going to be pitchforks and torches outside the stadium within about 3 weeks.
Oh, no, Frankenstein.
I think everyone's ready to see that rookie if he can't get it together for the first couple weeks. And if it's like an 0-3 start, I really don't know what this franchise is going to do, y'all. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Penix was dominant against Michigan just 9 months ago. So. Just saying.
Listen, yeah. if there's an 0-3 start, just buckle up for that. And that's not going to make or break the season, unfortunately, but buckle up.
I think Alex is not speaking untruthfully, but I just think that that is where you have to separate your fandom from the reality of the situation. And because I think what he's speaking is how a lot of people probably feel in their car, but the reality of the situation is it would have to be 0-6, 0-7, because I don't think you invest that money to put a guy on the bench.
Yeah, do it. No. And not only that, there's just no guarantee that Michael Penix is ready. I mean, it's one thing to go against the second team, Dolphins pass rush in week one of the preseason – But I'm with him, and I'm with Alex in this, that Kirk Cousins has simply got to play better. We can look at Caleb McGarry and Zach Robinson. That doesn't take away the bad decisions that Kirk made. You want to put him in a better situation. You want to put everybody in a better situation if you're Zach Robinson. And if you're Kirk, you have to protect some of the play calls. But that just simply doesn't take away the bad decisions of just throwing a ball up for grabs down the field. It just doesn't help.
All right, coming up, good day for some former Georgia Bulldogs, by the way. Unfortunately, right here in Atlanta and also out in San Diego. That's coming up next in the Huddle. Sports Radio 99 The Game.